again. Today is Wednesday, and it's a wonderful day here in Mount Shasta. Very warm, clear skies, very beautiful. So I'm going to bring in the Mount Shasta energy for everyone to experience. We do that off and on some of the programs. So we'll start off with that so you can actually feel what it's like to live in Mount Shasta. So just connect with your heart center. And here we go. I'm going to bring it right into your living room here, your bedroom, wherever you're sitting. And you may feel the electric energy. Mount Shasta is like a very electric energy compared to Sedona. So we'll bring in Sedona in after this here so you can kind of feel the difference on the two. And it should be with you right now. And here it is. There we go. So we'll have you experience this, and then we'll bring in Sedona, and then we'll do our entity work. So sit back and relax and enjoy the Mount Shasta energy. Bringing the energy from Sedona, Arizona. Be with you within probably about 20 seconds here. We'll take away Mount Shasta, and here comes Sedona's energy. A lot of people like to hear the difference or feel the difference in the two energies. So we're going to now do an entity release for all of you. Remember, entities are what probably gives us the most problem here on this planet as far as us not being in our bodies fully and changing our awakening consciousness as they come in and want to live their life through us. So we're going to do some releasing here. So we'll start at the bottom of your feet and work up to the top of your head. And here we go. We're releasing these energies now from you. This will take about a couple minutes here. So this you can do yourself and should do yourself. So this should be done daily, maybe two, three times a day. Ask your spirit, actually command your spirit to do this for you. Take these things out of your life. Look in the mirror, see how your eyes look. Then you can also probably feel the change now, right now, as this is happening to you. What will happen is you normally feel a little more alert, be able to connect the dots better, maybe feel a little stronger mentally, a little more conscious, a little more awake. And if you have any addictions, then actually entities are attracted to addictions. And anything could be an addiction. It doesn't have to be a real negative thing. It's just something that the entity chooses to do, which could be many things that you're normally not used to doing. And if you are used to doing something, that might be an entity too. So that's something that you might want to take note of. And just see what in your life is happening to you negatively and know that that could be entities coming on board running your life for that. So we're taking entities away from you right now. You might want to ask your spirit if you have such a thing happening to you that you want to release. Could be anything. Could be somebody likes to gamble a lot. It could be somebody who maybe is a person who likes to do a lot of jogging continuously, more than normal. Maybe like the scenario, no pain, no gain. It could be somebody who smokes a lot of cigarettes or drinks a lot. You know, there's many, many things that entities like to do because they want to live their life through you. And this is why you want to get rid of entities, so you can become a lot more peaceful in your life and to be more in control of who you are. So they're being released right now. And again, you want to command your spirit to help you with this process. Just think of something that's bothering you, maybe something that maybe you found out that you started doing the last maybe 6 months or year that doesn't really seem right to you, but you're doing it anyway and you have no control over it. And normally when you don't have control over a situation, those are entities coming into you using your body. Kind of like body snatchers. So here we go. They're taken away from you now. And like I said, this you want to do daily, maybe 2, 3, 4 times a day. Take that couple of minutes to command your spirit to help you out. I'm going to bring you more back into your body with the parts of you that left, these spirit fragments. We'll count to 10. They'll come back to you healed. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sit back and relax. Take note of your body. See how you're feeling. And just kind of connect with yourself right now. Chakra alignment here. It's going to go to your heart center. Reposition that so it's connected to all of your energetic bodies. Make sure it's, we'll say, pointing the right direction for you. And where they can go out of alignment, be turned backwards, tilted at different various degrees and angles. And that's to prevent you from having your energy stolen from you through psychic attacks, through mind control, which mind control is what people do when they project energy to you, the battle of the mind. So this is very bad to do psychic attacks with people or consciously think of someone that produces a psychic attack energy of the mind. And then that causes the other person to have problems. So here we go. Heart chakras aligned, throat chakras aligned, third eye, fine, power chakra good, second chakra good, first chakra. Do an opening for everybody if you wish that. We'll go body width. I'll use the word spin to command the chakras to move. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop. This takes your awakening consciousness and puts you into your heart center. This is where you should be all the time in your life. It's hard to stay there because of the earth plane and the negativity here, but aside from that, this is what you should be doing. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. We have a lot of comments tonight about our show that we had earlier on the conference line about what we brought in. It's kind of nice. Thank you. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you may feel your mental body drop down into your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just stay in your heart, and we'll put some music on. This is where you have the time to talk to your spirit. And request your healing and guidance. We'll see if our co-host is with us tonight. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome and hello, everyone, and it's wonderful to be with you tonight. And before we get into answering your questions and more healings, I'll just talk for just a minute for anyone who's, especially for those who are new to the program who might not have heard this before. And basically, I just want to say that the whole purpose of this radio program is really one of a self-empowerment for everyone who's listening. And the reason we say that is because basically your power and your divinity is within you. It's not outside of you. It's not out where a lot of times we're looking. You know, on a spiritual path, it's very easy to look here and look there and to be influenced by people that are telling you that it's over here and it's over there. And the whole message of this program, which is the same message that Jesus was spreading when he walked the earth, is that your divinity is within you. So that's what this is all about, and we invite you to experience your own divinity by staying heart-centered and going within during the program and communicating with your own divine spirit within you. So also, this program is for healing opportunities, and if you haven't been involved before, you can just go to the Creation Light Ship page by just clicking on it on the time slot that we're on, and that'll bring up our page. And you can scroll down the page, and you'll see a beautiful light being on your monitor screen. And just below that, there's a little link that you can click on that says BBS Fast Chat. So if you have a question about anything that Ron is talking about or any of the healings that he's doing, or if there's a healing request that you have, you can go ahead and type it on there, and we'll take up as many as we can throughout the hour. So we're very happy to have you with us. This is really great for us all to be together doing this. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, now to start with some healings. And I guess I'll mention that on the Fast Chat, we do have a request, and that is for an emotional and mental clearing sample.
Okay. So the samples that we do in this program, I go back normally 5 days. That way it's pretty current for you. And the samples are typically around 80% completed. It'll take the charge off of you of what's happened. And these samples are designed so that you can understand that the light shift can do healings instantaneously and that you may need to have your whole life done to have better results. Remember, you keep recycling the past. So what you're dealing with right now that may have happened in the last 5 days more than likely resurfaced a few weeks ago or even, you know, a little bit further back. But it keeps recycling until it gets eliminated. This is why the light shift does one-hour healings to clear out your whole lifetime of traumas that you're dealing with. And this is part of the ascension process. This is why the light shift does it so effectively, so that you're able to be more in your body with your spirit. So here we go. We'll first do an emotional clearing. Like I said, this is a sample clearing. And we'll go back 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. A little dizzy on that one. Somebody's having some difficulties the last couple of days here. And we'll do a mental clearing. So the mental is your mental body. This is for people who think a lot, in their heads a lot. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another clearing here. I'll do a trauma clearing. The trauma goes a little deeper than the emotional clearing. The trauma clearing is for people who really have a lot of stuff. They're involved with stuff all the time. Somehow their life just is not very peaceful. And they deal with traumas continuously because their body has chosen to bring them up in this lifetime. So that's a person who day by day has stuff happening to them, and they can't get out of that loop. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And what happens is that who you are is your ancestors. Remember, your genetic beliefs of the ancestors are passed on to you. So you're living their lifetime right now. So you're actually living all your past lives at one time. And your body will bring up what's current in this lifetime, this moment, that it wants to clear out of itself to give it longer life. Otherwise, you'd probably die of that particular situation. And we look at it a little differently. We go, why is this happening to me? Well, it's because it's paramount that you have this clearing done to get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to be with you and haunt you for your whole life. And this is why the light shift healings are so much needed right now, especially at the time of ascension. So back to you, Sylvia. See that the Kyle's mentioning about how nice it was for the starfish on the light shift. That's kind of nice. Yeah, it's very nice energy. Maybe you could talk about what we did tonight. We do this every Wednesday night, a special water charging event.
Yeah, I'll talk about that briefly, too. It's Ron does conference calls that are very easy to take part in. They're about 1 hour long. The ones on Wednesday are about 1 hour and 15 minutes. And it's a light ship healing experience. And on Wednesdays, there's also a water activation, a divine water activation. And what that is that you have various light beings and light being healers of different kinds that actually put light codes into water, especially for you, for your body, exactly for what it needs right now, and then for the next day and the next day. So you have a bottle of water for 7 days, and each one of those bottles has energy just for your particular needs in it, and it's just very beautiful, and it can really accelerate your healing progress. So it's very wonderful, and people enjoy drinking it. It also can be helpful for your bath water and so on. So if you would like to participate in that, you can contact Ron just by email or phone after the program. And I think there's a special one coming up. Ron, you might want to mention that on August 23rd for anybody who is interested in the four-hour Ascension Preparation Healing Program.
Yeah, what this is we have the light beings work with us, and we're on the light ship for 4 hours, and 4 hours of time is a lot on the light ship at once, and they just do phenomenal work with us. We do samples of the light ship healings normally on Saturdays, and that's about 15 minutes. The four-hour time that you're on the light ship feels like about maybe 20 minutes or so, not much to me more than that. Most people wish they could be up there for 6 hours. When I first started doing this, I think I started off with maybe a one-hour, hour-and-a-half call, and I thought maybe I should do it longer, and I thought I should do it for 4 hours, and some people go, man, that's a long time to be on the light ship or to just take my day of 4 hours. Well, everybody who was on the call said, man, this is just fantastic, because all of a sudden you're out of time and you're running these beautiful divine energies through you, and they're doing healing work continuously on you. And the longer you're on the light ship, the more work they can get done. So this is what we do. They do special attunements to us. They take away a lot of the densities that we have down here. And the whole thing is geared for the ascension process. And since the light ship is doing the ascension, which you may want to call the 2012 universal shift, but they don't give me the time for that. But people do realize that something could happen in the year 2012 in December. The light ship is doing this. And this is creation energy itself, and it's here to help you. It comes once every 2,000 years. And it's the same light ship that Jesus used for all of his healings and to help the people on earth here who are willing to get involved with their own spiritual development and growth at that time to do the ascension. So it's kind of up to you. And, you know, the whole process is, you know, the way I look at it is, how much do you love your body? Your body's been here in this place for a long time, working in duality, and it has a chance to leave with full consciousness to another dimension. And it's up to you to do the work to get rid of the densities in it so that your spirit can integrate back with you and go to a different location. So this is the ascension process, what it is. And each once a month we do these special calls to help people out. And that's basically that in a nutshell. So let's see here. We'll bring in an energy of mind balance for people. So we're going to balance the left and right brain. And I use the word mind. We'll use brain instead here. So here we go. So left side of your brain is going through a balancing. Here I'll count to 10 as the light shift does this for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right brain, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll balance both left and right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, a few minutes ago we had those samples of the emotional body clearing, the mental body clearing, and the trauma body. And I know there's, I believe we've talked before about there's 108 of these energetic bodies that all work together and have to be aligned, and that these densities and things can store themselves in any one of these bodies. Can we talk about those bodies a little bit more and what some of the other ones are that you work with?
Yeah, boy, some of the names of some of these bodies, we have a body that stores pain. Remember, all these bodies have been created so that your physical body will not be overburdened, overtaxed by mental energy. Remember, the mind energy is where the problem is, and people get attacked psychically through mind-controlling energies. And so in order to protect your physical body, these energies are basically created and or in place to allow the physical body to be physical. So what happens is as energies come to you, like on the emotional level, and this is still a mental energy being brought to you because it comes through the venue of the mind, and the mind, through words that people speak, it can attack you, okay? Remember, if someone basically doesn't say a word to you, you can still feel the energy, but when they really talk about it, then it's much, much stronger. So the whole thing is these energies come to you, and your emotional body was initially designed to sample love energy. And naturally, love energy is also invisible. The divine energy of love has no feeling to it. It's not like the energy of love down here where you actually feel some type of emotion. It's actually just pure love energy, so the earth spirit chose to create an emotional body, which is what we call it now. We even called it something else a long time ago, but right now we call it the emotional body. And that body now collects the traumas that you're going through. That's why you hear people say, boy, you're really emotional. And what does that mean? It means that they react, maybe get upset typically easily, or maybe they're in a lot of joy. But typically when you think of emotions, I think most people tend to think of the negative aspect, which are negative emotions or traumas and stuff that's happening. So this body now stores the psychic attack energy, which is being transmitted to you, and it can get overloaded. It can also get spilled over into other bodies. So these invisible bodies are basically your protection, so your physical body won't get actually destroyed by all these energies here. So that's kind of the way it is. We have a pain body, and there are people who have maybe chronic pain. Remember, if you haven't ever cleaned out and cleared your pain body in this lifetime, that pain body can resurface and you can have pain over again, or it won't be very clear to you as far as feeling wellness in your body. You might always feel like there's something wrong with you, which is the pain, that the pain body is suffering, transmitting that into your physical body, and that will eventually cause you either physical pain or some kind of situation. So we're going to do a clearing on your pain body. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And remember, we go through pain probably, you know, maybe every other day. You know, you might, you know, step on something. Maybe you might step on a rock going barefooted. Well, that causes pain. Well, that's being stored in you. It doesn't have to be where it's excruciating. Any kind of pain gets transmitted and stored into your pain body. We'll do another clearing. We'll do a feeling body. And there are people who strictly live on their feelings. Some people, if you look at it in the wrong way, they pick up that energy and they feel hurt. Maybe they also have a lot of anxiety. And the feeling body is also another body that's used to protect you. And we have all these different things around us to protect us from the reality here on the earth plane, so that the physical body won't be harmed. So here we go. 5 days ago, for the feeling body cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then we have other situations where some people have been psychically attacked by maybe family members. Sometimes that energy is brought forth through someone in your family being the conduit to you. So that's another situation where we have a lot of psychic energy. And there's just many things happening here on the Earth plane that we don't really know much about. And this is where a lot of the unexplained illnesses come from. So it's very interesting to see these energies as the light ship releases them. And you kind of start learning more and more and more about the way humanity has been treated here and what the mind has done in the negative aspect to cause harm to other people. And it's just very, very sad to see situations. What I saw in the fast chat before we came on, or maybe the previous program, they're talking about chronic illnesses. And also they were talking about maybe like fibromyalgia, I believe, or chronic fatigue syndrome. Well, what that is typically, from my standpoint, these are extraterrestrial energies, like worms, snakes, octopus energies. There's many of these here that have attacked us. Anything that was brought in by the extraterrestrials onto this planet and are still being transmitted to us for psychic attacks are causing us harm. And there's a show that is, I believe, 11:30 of last year where I cleared out maybe a couple dozen of these from people. So if you're interested in just having some sample healings, go to that show and be prepared to have an experience. And I initially started that show, and I was going to do maybe about a half a dozen clearings, and I got so much on the fast chat of people wanting things being released from then, it was just incredible. And so anyway, you may want to tune into that. That's one of the shows that is paramount for these energies that are brought in by the extraterrestrials. And there's a movie out, which I mentioned, called The Mist, M-I-S-T. It's on DVD right now. And it shows about having a, I guess we'll call it a vortex being opened up, you know, whatever you want to call it there, where they use the term the military did this, but people do it too when they do earth healing. So it's the same process where the mind is connected to an energy grid of some sort, and it's opened up, a stargate, many words could be used here. And once that is done, these ET energies come in. And the one on this show happens to show a physical energy, a physical like monster that eats people. Well, that you can see, and you can go, oh, wow, is that going to be real? You know, well, it is real in the invisible realm. These things are attacking us. And once you start connecting the dots to seeing what people are doing now, thinking that they're using their heart energy to bring in divine energy because the Earth somehow is not able to do it itself. It created this whole planet, so it's a very, very conscious being. But we think somehow with our mind that because we're in the new age and we need to help things out here that we can bring in, and we're taught that our mind is very powerful and that our mind can help out everything, like the 100 monkey scenario. Well, you're using mind energy and not divine energy. And even though you think you're attempting to use heart energy, the heart energy doesn't work that way. This is what this show is all about, to separate you so you understand that the mind energy, when ascension time comes, is no longer available. It's turned off because the mind energy cannot attach to the light. This is why ascension time comes, so the light can clean out and clear out the darkness, which is mind, out of its creations. Like in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the fruits from the tree, knowledge of, you know, good and evil, you know, don't partake of that, basically. So what it's really telling you is don't judge the divine and don't get connected, you know, that way. This is why your divinity is inside of you. Don't go outside of yourself. And Jesus knew all about the extraterrestrials because those energies to the Galactic Federation is what actually killed him. Not to be real negative here, but that's the truth. They were not here to protect him. The Star Bethlehem, when it came, actually protected him during that process before his birth. And then after that, it was turned over to our extraterrestrial friends, if you want to call them that, to protect him so he could do his ascension work to have the people here evolve spiritually and take their bodies with them for ascension when that time occurred. And unfortunately, they killed him about 15 years earlier, so we could not reach enough people for ascension. But that's a whole other story. But that's what actually happened. So, you know, don't think that the extraterrestrials out there that people talk about coming to save you are going to help you out much, because they haven't done it yet. And they bring all the wars here because they want to connect you with negativity and cause harm and everything else to you. And they live on that emotional trauma energy that you're suffering with, including what you go through daily. This is why you want to be heart-centered. If you notice, when you're in your heart, time goes by very quickly, and the energies drop away from you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We back to those bodies that we were talking about, the different bodies that you're doing the clearings on. I wanted to mention this again because we have a wonderful comment on the fast chat, and I'd like to share it with people that are listening in case they're not on the fast chat. And that is, one of our listeners is saying that yesterday there was a sensory clearing that was done on their daughter-in-law, and from that her tonsils were healed right away. So that's also very interesting. And the sensory body is a very interesting body, especially for anyone out there who is dealing with who's a very sensitive person. If you're very sensitive to your environment, very sensitive to the energies that are around you, of other people, or anything that's coming into your field, then the sensory body may be one that's very necessary for you. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful healing. So, Ron, maybe we could do a sample of that, and you could talk about that for a little bit, too.
Sure, that would be fine. So the sensory body is basically a body that the physical body uses to sample the energies around you. You can divide those off into other bodies, but the sensory is for the person that normally gets overloaded easily, overstimulated. Maybe the body is maxed out. And I have worked with people who, they'll come to me, and some people are very shy. They'll come in wrapped up in clothing, maybe have their face covered, and they say, I just can't take the energy in this room here. There's too many people. And can you please help me? And that's normally their sensory body. So here we go. We'll do a sensory body clearing. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There we go. So that should help some of you. Remember, there's many clearings that the light ship can do, and not everybody needs all of these to have a healing. It could help everybody, though, but some people just have more stuff, more issues, and they're in different areas of these bodies. So what happens is, let's say that you're dealing with some type of illness. Well, I can work on certain bodies, and maybe they'll come and work, you know, maybe 80-90% until you actually find out what body you're dealing with that is corrupted. And then once we find that body, all of a sudden everything kind of clicks into place and the healing takes place. And everybody has their own issues. Remember, we all have our own consciousness. All of our ancestors are different, and it depends where they chose to think in their lifetimes. We don't know what that's like here. We just are dealing with the aftermath of that. So I guess back to you, Sylvia. Yeah, I like Caroline. Thank you about the 100th monkey. Yeah, that seems to be a fabrication. I've definitely realized that, too. Although people use it a lot and think that by mind consciousness that you can change things. There have been people who have done different things and, you know, using that mind energy, it probably has shown a result. But remember, when you use the mind energy, you are connecting to something in the mind, some other energy outside of yourself in an energy pool. And we don't know what that pool is connected to. So it's kind of like, you know, grabbing a tail of something around a corner. You know, you can't see what kind of animal it is. It may look like a cat's tail, but, you know, as you pull it, it could be, you know, a lion, you know. So you got to be very careful. when our mind is not smart enough here to realize that, but yet the mind, you know, wants to keep on going and going and searching and searching and looking outside of itself to get more answers. And we get our self-fulfilling prophecies and we think, oh man, this is the God energy working for us. I got my answer because I put out something. Well, did you go to your heart to get it, you know? So the whole thing is to get heart-centered and then ask your questions and then ask for the guidance to come to you and have your spirit guide you rather than having the mind and entities guide you through your life. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, just to further answer that question, too, you can think of it as the collective consciousness, which is talked about a lot. Where there does seem to be some type of group consciousness that goes into effect when you get people together and where energy or ideas or thought forms can sort of pass into the whole group and kind of take effect that way. And so that's one of the ways that mind control is done and affects people on a broad scale. So again, like Ron said, when you're heart-centered, when you're coming from your heart, when you're in the moment, then it takes you out of that whole collective mind consciousness and allows you to have that internal connection to the divine. So that's what this is all about. And let's see, our program is racing right along. We don't have too many minutes left, and we have quite a few requests for some of the divine energies to be brought in. Let's see, we have a request from Pranav for the energy of Mary Magdalene.
Okay, so here comes this energy now. It'll come in through your light beam on your monitor screen. So here we go. Sit back and relax, and we'll bring in the energy here. I'll count to 10. It'll come in through the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So again, just enjoy this energy. I'll put some music on here so you can be in peace and just enjoy this energy as it comes through to you. Remember, this energy is only heart-based energy, and it only comes in through your heart center. Mind does not connect to it whatsoever. If you're looking for it in your mind, it will be difficult to actually experience this energy here because your mind has no way to actually discern what it is because it doesn't relate to love energy, although it can talk about it all the time. So here she comes. Okay, the energy is still with us right now. And we'll answer a question here from, I think it was Brett here. He wanted to know something about your higher self. So from the lightship perspective, there is no such thing as a higher self, okay? I think that's part of the God plane information here brought to us by the extraterrestrials that want to keep us in duality. So let's look at it a different way. A way to empower yourself, disempower yourself, is to tell you that you're not good enough, that your spirit needs to connect to something outside of yourself to be empowered. And so if you have a higher self, then what are you, a lower self? And if you can never be a higher self, then, you know, that's pretty bad. You know, what if you were trying to find your higher self and you had a ladder and you had some rungs off that ladder and you couldn't connect? You know, that's not too good. So from the lightship perspective, that's just New Age metaphysical talk here. All you have is what your spirit is. There's nothing more powerful than you, than your spirit that's in your heart center. There's nothing above that, and you are it. What you are missing here is your twin flame energy. That's the other half of you, and I do a special session for that after you've had a few of my clearings, because you have to be able to hold spiritual integrity to bring in your energy of your twin flame. But aside from that, there's no such thing as a higher self. That's just a way to disempower you. That way you're never good enough. So your spirit is just as divine as any of the masters that walk the earth. The difference between you and the masters is the fact that they have cleared out their body enough to allow them to be more present in their body. This show is all about getting you more in your body with your spirit. And if you've been on this show for a while, you're going to notice that you're at a higher percentage. Most people are 20%. And as you approach over 50% in your body with your spirit, you're going to have a higher consciousness. And when you get up to about 80%, you're going to feel pretty much plugged into your spirituality, and the connection to your heart, if you're making that, will be pretty easy to do. So as far as higher self, then, you know, in that philosophy, you know, that's a spiritual hierarchy, okay? What about a higher self? And then from there, you know, maybe you got something else above that. So that's just stuff that is a way just to disempower you as a spiritual being. Remember, you're it. And your spirit is from the divine. It's with you. And it has that link to the divine energy. And that's all that you need. This is why the teachings of Jesus are so simplistic. It's to go within. Don't go outside of yourself. And don't plug into these extraterrestrial energies that should not be here. And get yourself sidetracked and lose part of your spirit, your soul, so that you're not able to do the ascension process. And by all means, you know, the divine doesn't judge anything. This is why you should not judge yourself and stay in discernment. But because we're so dense in our bodies, I'm going to make a statement here. The best way to clean yourself out, if you had a lot of enough time to do that, would be to judge other people to find out where your faults are. But ascension time is very short. You know, if we were on this show about 400 years ago talking, then you could probably do that process and maybe have success for the next 400 years. But the time is short now, and that's why the lightship is here now to help everybody. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. We'll see what you can bring up here. We probably have a couple minutes to talk because we got on late tonight. So back to you.
Well, we have a request also for the energy of Jesus to be brought in. So that would be wonderful to have alongside with Mary.
Okay, we'll bring the energy of Jesus in right now, and we'll leave with that with the show, with his energy going through the light beam. So here we go. It's coming in. I'll count to 10. I count to 10 mainly to command the energy. This is how it works, and this is the way the light ship does its process here. So here we go. Here comes Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back, enjoy the beautiful energy here, and we'll be probably saying goodnight to you here. And blessings to all of you. And our next show will be this coming Friday, and it's Station 2, and it's 6:55 Pacific Standard Time. Good night. Blessings to all of you.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.